Closer Look is a public affairs presentation. Opinions expressed by some of our guests may not reflect the views of K-Love, and some topics aren't suitable for children. K-Love is committed to community. Closer Look continues now with a look at local agencies, events, and issues.
And welcome to Closer Look. I'm Jack Church. We're taking a closer look at an organization here in the Washington, D.C. area known as Just Neighbors. Just Neighbors provides immigration legal services to low-income immigrants, asylees, and refugees across the DMV. And joining me on our program to learn more about Just Neighbors and the role it plays in the community is Dominique Poirier, who is the Director of Legal Services. Dominique, thank you so very much for joining us on Closer Look.
Thank you for having us, Jack.
Well, Dominique, I think one of the first things that I would love to ask you is maybe just a brief outline of your background and what inspired you to become part of Just Neighbors.
Yeah, well, I was instilled at a very young age, particularly from my father, with a life of service. And he was a lawyer, and I decided to follow in his footsteps and go into law and to use that degree to serve others and make the world a better place. And I originally worked as a public defender and quickly found out that criminal justice system doesn't really make people's lives better in many senses. And so I took a step back and took a course on Catholic social teaching at my parish and decided that I wanted to serve as an immigration attorney. So I learned Spanish and got a job with Just Neighbors. And that was now almost 17 years ago.
Well, would you agree, though, that immigration law is a pretty complicated process to be studying in and then taking part of?
It sure is. Yes, it is one of the most complicated areas of law to practice. And so it's quite a web of regulations as well as statutes and can be very confusing, not just for people who are going through the process, but even for experienced immigration attorneys. So it's, you know, every day we learn something new, even after being at this now for 20 years, I've been practicing immigration law. So it's a journey.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Just Neighbors with maybe a brief overview of what exactly it is and what it offers in the field of immigration law. And also, how do people find out about you?
Just Neighbors has been around for 28 years now, and we provide humanitarian-based immigration legal services to low-income immigrants. And humanitarian-based means that all of our clients would be trauma survivors of some sort. So there's different ways that you can get a green card in the United States. One is the principal way is through family, actually, through a family-based petition. And then the second primary way is through an employer-based petition. And then there's a small sort of niche area called humanitarian-based. And that's for people who are fleeing persecution or civil war or climate disaster or who have been victims of violent crimes and so forth. And so that's the work that Just Neighbors focuses on. Our clients have to be 200% or less of the federal poverty guidelines. And so that means for a family of four, that's around 60,000. And then they need to live in our geographic footprint that we serve, which is actually quite large. We serve Northern Virginia and then parts of Virginia down the I-81 corridor all the way down to Waynesboro and then out on the Eastern Shore. And we serve Maryland and D.C. So very big footprint. And we have 13 attorneys right now working on our staff. And in terms of finding out about us, it's word of mouth through other former clients that might be family or friends. The courts refer to us. Law enforcement refers to us. Domestic violence shelters and shelters for the unhoused and other legal service providers as well, other attorneys refer to us as well. So we had no shortage of people calling for assistance.
Well, now that was my next question is how great is the demand for your services?
It is overwhelming. We turn away 80% of the individuals who call us for help. And granted, some of those may not be humanitarian case types or they may not be at or under 200% of the federal poverty guidelines. The vast majority, however, we're turning away because of capacity. Even with 13 staff attorneys, we can absolutely not meet the demand for people who need free legal services, and that's crucial. Obviously, private attorneys charge fees. Most other immigration legal service providers charge fees. They might be half price of what a private attorney would be. but they're getting some funding through client fees. Just Neighbors is somewhat unique in the sense that we charge a one-time $100 consultation fee that's actually waived frequently. But then after that, we don't charge our clients at all. And so obviously we're a little bit more in higher demand than other individuals, private attorneys or legal service providers that do charge fees because many, many of our clients are actually at or below 100% of the federal poverty guidelines. So they really have no other options in terms of trying to get representation.
If you're just now joining us, this is Closer Look and I'm Jack Church. We're continuing our conversation with Dominique Poirier. She is the Director of Legal Services for Just Neighbors located here in the Washington, D.C. area. Well, we talked about earlier from a legal standpoint for attorneys practicing immigration law, things can get quite complicated. I'm guessing, too, that this means for immigrants to try and navigate this system, it can be overwhelming.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It is hard to deal with the behemoth of the U.S. bureaucracy. Cases take a long time and there's, you know, you can get your application rejected for all sorts of reasons. It's confusing to figure out what the correct filing fee is or where to send the application. You know, we've had situations even as attorneys where, you know, we filed everything and then the online system that USCIS, that immigration uses, hasn't been able to connect the application with the client. And, you know, so we just go around and around in circles. So it is just a super convoluted process to try to navigate. And if you add in the mix trying to navigate getting documents from the individual's home country, some of those home countries are not operational right now, you know, try to get documents from Afghanistan or something like that. It just makes it a real headache to try to navigate, to be honest.
Well, given the high demand for your services, how does Just Neighbors prioritize the order it serves clients?
Well, you know, they need to meet all of our requirements. We do have some grants that require us to take either certain types of cases or clients from certain jurisdictions. So of course those would be prioritized. And then, you know, it's whatever we have capacity for. We have certain number of slots for, say, domestic violence victims or victims of violent crimes, sexual assault. We have a certain number of slots for asylum type cases or removal cases, people in deportation proceedings and so forth. So it's a real mix of factors. We have 5 managing attorneys running programs, the different legal programs, and each of the managing attorneys decides what cases to take for their staff, bearing in mind, you know, we're trying to keep staff here long-term. We don't want to burn people out, and so we really take care in terms of people's cases, the number of cases they have and the type of cases they have so they can handle sort of the trauma they're listening to every day. That's these client stories that we listen to every day that can, you know, open up secondary trauma for our staff.
Well, and that's something I did want to speak with you a little bit about is you mentioned you have 13 attorneys on staff, and then I'm guessing too, do you have volunteers that are there to support as well?
We have wonderful volunteers, Jack. Just Neighbors, because we don't charge client fees, we actually rely extensively on volunteers. We have a cadre of volunteer attorneys who work on cases under supervision of the staff attorneys. We have front office volunteers who might speak other languages and they answer the phones for us. They help schedule clients. They translate and interpret for us. We are powered in a lot of ways by our marvelous volunteers. And we're very, very fortunate to have a committed group. And, you know, students in college who might be interested in going to a law school who, you know, want to see what it's like and come and work for us for free. So we're very, very fortunate.
I'm guessing, too, that gaining trust among your clients can be challenging because they've been through so much, been told so many different stories. How do you go about gaining their trust?
Well, you know, you have to listen. You know, there's a lot of compassion to be held just in listening to people. There's a power dynamic with an attorney speaking to a potential client, and you just want to put people at ease immediately. We ask some, you know, simple questions first to open things up before we get into really hard stuff. We also take time with our clients. You know, we're not rushing through these these initial consultations. An initial consultation could take 45 minutes, it could take 2 hours, depending on the needs of the client, their age, the trauma they've suffered. So, but I think just having your ears open, sharing with the client and looking at them and just listening is the most important thing that we can do to establish trust with our clients.
In dealing with so many cases and so many people, I'm curious, how do you measure success at Just Neighbors?
Success for us would be, you know, either winning a case with immigration or in the court system, or, you know, moving a client from one status to another status that might be better, might be more permanent and long-term. You know, certainly some of these clients that have been persecuted in their home country to win an asylum case for them, that's a real victory. Anytime a work permit comes in or we get a green card, we celebrate. One thing that I have found in immigration law is that you can really change the outcome of somebody's life by serving in this way. Because for somebody to be able to work legally in the United States, get insurance, health insurance through your employer, or to get their green card is just huge for them. They've won the lottery in a lot of ways. And so you can make a huge impact. So yeah, anytime you're able to do that for a client, it's a victory.
Well, I'm guessing that you have many success stories, but can you maybe share one of a family or individual that you've helped? And of course, we're not going to use names, but just maybe a brief story.
I've helped so many people in the course of my work at Just Neighbors. You know, families, it's been such a joy to work with families in the different generations. So I have, one family I worked with. Mom, she was a very severe victim of domestic violence, survivor of domestic violence, as were her children. And we worked hard to get them all status, bring some of them into the United States from their home country and reunite the family. And I don't usually do naturalization cases. I don't usually take that last step with the client. But in this particular case, I did help with them naturalizing and watched some of them take their oath of naturalization, which was just such a joy. And I've also, been helping the grandchildren now to sort of tying up any other grandchild that wasn't included originally and helping that grandchild get status. So, you know, those are some of the stories. But that whole process, Jack, has taken my entire career at Just Neighbors. It's been 17 years. I still have one family member I'm working with to try to finish up. That person has status, but we're trying to get them to the last step. So it's a long process. But when I look back at where they were coming from and the horror that they were running away from, and to look at them now and see how much they flourished and that they're all U.S. citizens now, it's just real heartwarming.
And that certainly is a beautiful story. And if you're just now joining us, this is Closer Look, and I'm Jack Church. We're continuing our conversation with Dominique Poirier. Dominique is the Director of Legal Services for Just Neighbors, located here in the Washington, D.C. area. What role would you say does community play in sustaining your work, and how can people get involved?
People can get involved in a lot of different ways, and they can support us in a lot of different ways. One way, as I mentioned, our volunteer corps. You know, if anybody speaks a language other than English fluently, particularly Spanish speakers, please come volunteer with us. We need you. But also people can just translate documents even from their own home. You know, people can sponsor clinics. We go out into the community and schedule clients. We might have clinics in churches or synagogues or mosques, and those are often sponsored by faith communities or groups of individuals, et cetera. You know, we don't charge client fees, so we are heavily reliant on grants and such, but also reliant on donations from individuals and faith communities. So there's a variety of ways that people can support us. And I think just supporting non-citizens, you know, supporting people that are fleeing violence and persecution and natural disasters in your language, the way you speak about these human beings, brothers and sisters, could be a way of supporting our work as well.
Well, Dominique, in terms of, say, goals for the future, does Just Neighbors, I'm guessing, you've probably got a laundry list of goals. Could you talk about that? And are there any new programs or initiatives on the horizon?
We do have a number of goals. Obviously, we have a 5-year strategic plan. You know, some of the things that we're real interested in doing, we merged with an organization that served D.C. and Maryland. And we started that process in 2018, but by the time we actually inked, you know, the ink was drying on all the legal documents, it was July of 2020, and it was the middle of the pandemic. And, you know, to take over a very large geographic footprint like D.C. and Maryland in the middle of the pandemic was a little challenging, to say the least. So we are still sort of, you know, we lost a couple of years there in terms of outreach and you know, in-person presentations and clinics and so forth. And so that is one of our goals, is to continue to build our Maryland program. We have no shortage of clients there, but the pandemic just put us a little bit behind in expanding and serving that area. So that's a goal of ours. Another interesting development is our medical legal partnerships. These have been around for a while. This is the understanding that there's a lot of what we're called social determinants of health that affect people's well-being. So if you're unhoused, if you're a domestic violence victim, if you're undocumented, you might have much higher levels of stress and have negative medical outcomes. And so the medical community really seeks to integrate legal services to address those social determinants of health in order that their patients get better health outcomes. The typical medical legal partnership really addresses housing, but immigration status is actually critical, typically when it comes to insurance, because in this country, often you get your insurance through your employer. And so if we can get people work permits, get them status where they can legally work, they are much more apt to have health insurance and be able to go to the doctor and get the primary care that they need. So immigration legal partnerships are not as common, but they are a really cool way to help people have better health outcomes, as well as to address their immigration status. So we've got several of those going in our geographic footprint, mostly in Virginia, and they are really, really interesting. And we go down into clinics and they have us see their patients, and we work on getting them what they need so they can get work permits, get insurance, get their green cards, et cetera. So those are just two examples of some, you know, interesting things we've got going on. But it's very busy. We are a very, very busy office, so there's no shortage of work to do.
Well, no doubt about that. And believe it or not, our time has gone by very quickly. But finally, for people hearing about Just Neighbors for the very first time, I'd like to ask you this question. Why should they care about the existence of this organization?
Wow, that is a great question. You know, there is no shortage of ways to help people and to be of service. I think that if you read what's going on in the news, the whole world is kind of on fire in a lot of ways. And that affects migration patterns. You know, when you've got climate disasters happening, when you've got civil war happening, when you've got terrorist organizations taking over governments, like we saw in Afghanistan and so forth, you are going to have huge numbers of people moving to safety. And that's what we've seen. Been going on for a while, but we see a lot of people that are fleeing. And it's just one way to make the world a better place, is to welcome these strangers, welcome these people who are fleeing disasters and persecution, and all sorts of things. And Just Neighbors is there to welcome the stranger. And we hopefully, we do that by following the law, by, you know, we have certain parameters, but you know, we want to help people who qualify for immigration status in this country and are fleeing all kinds of persecution and natural disasters and so forth. And so I think that's why the community should care about Just Neighbors, because we are caring for the stranger and welcoming the stranger in our communities.
Well, once again, our guest on Closer Look has been Dominique Poirier, who is the Director of Legal Services for Just Neighbors, located here in the Washington, D.C. area. Dominique, again, thank you for being on the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Jack. It's been a pleasure.
And if you would like to learn more about our conversation with Just Neighbors, you can reach out to us via email. Our email address is closerlook@klove.com. That's closerlook@klove.com. For Closer Look, I'm Jack Church.
This has been KLove Closer Look. Find us online at klove.com.